Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
See, that's the perfect thing about Funk Fridays is, all right, if you're in a good mood, this is going to make you in a better mood. If you're sitting there still thinking about the Braves giving up 7 runs in the 9th inning yesterday, it's going to improve that as well.
Hey, man, this is like this man right here, Bo Johnson. I ain't heard this one in so long.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thanks for being with us here on a beautiful Friday, 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle, in which we will actually talk about some of the Aaron Rodgers stuff that came out yesterday. I have a little conspiracy theory about that. Of course you do, as it relates to Aaron Rodgers, who
really
loves conspiracy. The sort of, I don't know, it's not like I don't actually believe it, but I'm going to say it anyway in 20 minutes from right now, and then we'll have a good chuckle about it.
All right.
Abe wrote that we should talk about the Braves at 12:20, but I don't know that we should. Maybe we will, maybe we won't. We'll see what happens when we get there. And then Sports Jeopardy an hour from right now. But Joe Patrick joins us on Fridays. I don't know, it's always at a different time. Sometimes it's at 1:20, sometimes it's now, but he's in studio, which we appreciate. Joe, how are you?
I think this is the new time, at least for the next 6 weeks or so until training camp starts.
Right. Okay, let's play Joe's music so Joe can be ready to go.
Yes.
So I couldn't have been the only Falcons fan yesterday when the Aaron Rodgers news comes out that thinks about Kirk Cousins. what do you think that means for the Falcons' chances of trading Kirk?
Yeah, I mean, I think it obviously lessens them, but at the same time, I don't know how much it lessens them, because I think it was news that everybody was expecting to come around, right? It was like it was the worst kept secret in the league for months, really. So I don't think it necessarily like changes the Falcons' calculus. Like the news comes down and they suddenly find themselves in a different situation. I think they basically are still in the same situation they've been in for the better part, really since the draft, I would say. The draft felt like the time where if Kirk Cousins would have been amenable to a move, which there are reports that he was not at the time, because he didn't want to be, you know, gazumped again by another draft pick. Yeah, you like that word?
That's pretty good. Gazumped.
But once we got past that and past, like, you know, just the immediate aftermath of the draft and nothing happened, it felt like this situation was going to be set in stone for a little bit.
What about now? Is it more or less, JP, you just looking for an injury now? Or, I mean,
I think so.
You think so?
Or maybe, you know, Anthony Richardson, like, for example, just got hurt, but the Colts have Daniel Jones, who they already signed. So.
Do you think he's at minicamp next week?
Kirk Cousins? Yeah. I do. I think he's going to show up for mandatory minicamp just because he seems like he's going to do what he has to do. I don't think he's going to want to pay a fine, frankly, first of all. But I don't think he's going to do basically any more than what is needed from him until, you know, training camp comes around, basically.
I think it's less of a story if he shows up and just kind of does the required stuff than if he doesn't show up.
Yeah.
Right? When you think?
I don't know. And at least from the media's perspective, last year's minicamp, at least under Raheem Morris, the day that we were there, at least, it was like a family day. It was basically, come check in with us.
You're not going to get a chance to talk. They're not going to make him available.
I would doubt it. Yeah, I would doubt it. But if he's still around training camp, for sure, I would think we're going to talk to him. And the thing I've been thinking about recently, guys, which I mentioned on my new podcast on the game, Joe Patrick on Football. There we go.
There we go.
This is embarrassing. I'm promoting myself.
Thinking like we needed more podcasts.
Yeah.
There hasn't been
so one
enough.
Thing that's, you know, we can fill a gap in the market here with another.
Not enough podcasts.
I was thinking about, you know, this quarterbacks documentary is coming out next month.
Oh, that's right. He's
and Kirk
on it.
Cousins is on there.
To me, that is a you want to move him before that
exactly,
comes out.
Exactly. Yeah, because there's going to be talking points
there
that
is.
Come out
there's
of that.
There's just
going to
be stuff in it. Yep.
Absolutely. And so you would think that if they would want to move him, that would be kind of a soft.
It's already recorded.
Yeah, it's done.
It's already recorded, edited, and everything.
Yeah, so I wonder, is there like a way for them to talk to the people that made it and be like, all right, what's all in there? Can they do that? Or
well,
is that?
I think they know. I mean, I think they would have seen it. Okay. Yeah, I think they have a pre-screening. I don't think they actually have. Good. Well, I don't know. I actually creative control they have over it. I think it's all basically done by NFL Films, essentially. Right. And it was curious because I noticed every time Kirk would come in for a press conference last year, there would be some like kind of specialty cameras following him around. I just kind of figured it was the NFL because he's a starting quarterback to kind of get some special treatment. But no, he's going to be on there. And I don't know. There's not an actual date for when that series is going to be released on Netflix. But they did. They're just saying right now it's July.
2 years ago. Was it last year?
It was 2 years ago.
It was
ago.
2 years ago.
Yeah, because then they did receiver last year. Yeah. And the Falcons have been on both times. And both times that Falcons quarterback has lost. Yes. His starting job.
Yeah, man. It's crazy. We had fun yesterday because, you know, the rumor, and it was a rumor that came out that Darnell Mooney will be a big part of this offense, Joe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wasn't he there last year?
I mean, he was. Right?
Yeah. This year he's going to be a big part of the offense.
He's going to be even bigger. He's going to get that extra 8 yards to get to 1,000, and then he will officially have been a big part of the Falcons offense.
But you can tell where that didn't suck, because I know that there was something in that contract for that 1,000 yards.
What do you think it did cost?
Probably.
Because he had just signed a contract with the Falcons.
Probably at least 250.
Yeah, right.
Is it standard, Randy, for basically like any pass catcher is going to have some incentives there for like, And I give him credit, honestly. We were talking to him at OTA's, Darnell, and he was asked about, you know, disappointed not to get 1,000 and didn't skip a beat. He was like, I'm here to win. Right. I don't care about that. And I really respect that from a player.
Yeah, it would have been nice to get that 250, though.
It would have been. But I will say, you know, like I think that he could have a really special connection with Michael Penix as well, because he can get down into those deeper areas of the field where Penix can.
That's what
with
I was going to ask about. Like, let's say we actually explore the idea of what a bigger role for him would look like.
Yeah.
Is that because Penix is capable of more things? Because he was Kirk's go-to guy in the first half of the season last year. He was kind of a security blanket.
Yeah, they had a great connection. Obviously, you know, Darnell had a bunch of big plays, like 20-plus yard plays. In fact, he was leading the NFL, I believe, in 20-plus yard receptions for a while there. But you know what I think of? When I think of like a Darnell Mooney catch last year, it is one of those like 20-yard catches, but it's often like stopped. He's physically stopped. He's coming back to the ball kind of at the sideline, not really catching the ball on the move toward the opponent's goal line. And I think that that's what is exciting with Michael Penix, kind of, you know, actually has the arm strength to kind of get him catching the ball and running in a way that he can create some of those big home run plays.
What was the question you asked yesterday, Buck? Or was it Abe that said, who do you need to be the breakout player for this team this year?
Well, I mean, honestly, I feel like
You can go offense and defense.
Yeah. So on offense, I think honestly one of the big wild cards, or like one of the big kind of key factors, is Ryan Neuzel. Like, can he step in and provide, you know, average or better play from you at that position? Because if he does, then you're golden. If he's not, there's nobody behind him.
You're in a
like
bad spot
that's a key position.
Yeah.
Right. So it's pretty important for him to be solid. But you know, he got his extension, and then. On the defensive side.
Do you think that he will be? Like, just, I mean, obviously you've looked at him more closely than we have. And we all knew he was going to be the starter. We didn't know exactly when the contract was going to happen and what it was going to look like. But they signed him last week to that contract extension. What do you actually think of him as a player?
See, Abe told me not to come on here and start talking centers and start talking offensive line. But you know what, Abe? You're going to get your wish here. I think like Neuzel, I think they're going to adapt to him a little bit. Because with Drew Dahlman, you had like a really athletic but undersized center that was great at that outside zone. I think that's why Arthur Smith and Terry Fontenot initially in that system wanted to have a center like him to kind of set the tone and be able to fit that scheme. And I think that Ryan Neuzel, they like his kind of power profile a little bit. The mantra at Falcons at Flowery Branch is speed off the ball, and they think that Neuzel epitomizes that. And I also think he's a better. Maybe better pass protector than Drew Dahlman, just heavier, has a bigger base. Right. And something that Ryan Neuzel said when I was talking to him last week about the center position, how you've improved and all that stuff, is the snap. And I think that we forget that sometimes the snap was a bit of a problem with Drew Dahlman. You kind of had to brace yourself for one bad one a game, and hopefully Ryan Neuzel can be an upgrade there.
Defensively?
You know, I think the biggest wild cards like a Jalen Walker or James Pierce Jr. I think it's these rookies that they drafted have to come in and produce, because there aren't, it's not like there's this, you know, lineage of veteran players in front of them that, you know, are going to hold down the fort until these guys can kind of develop and et cetera, et cetera. That's kind of what they did last year with some of the guys, but these, and you know, Raheem Morris said it, they have an intention to play these guys, and so you've got to get production. And I hate to say it, but like historically, that's a pretty big gamble for, especially, you know, if you're looking for sacks from edge rushers. You know, first round edge rusher averages about 4.5 sacks in his rookie year. So even if he goes on to be really prolific, so they're going to need those guys to at least do that for him, I would think.
Smokin' Joe Patrick joining us in studio here, talking some Falcons, our 92.9 The Game Atlanta Falcons reporter. I know that it's now been kind of a couple of weeks since some of the details surrounding Kyle Pitts not being out there for OTAs. He's there. When was he there? His foot's going on. There's some trade stuff that kind of has seemingly been debunked. What do you feel like is going on with him, and do you think he'll be a part of anything that they do at mandatory minicamp?
Honestly, like it feels to me, again, this is just reading the tea leaves of the way the reporting has come out. It feels to me like his agent was probably just trying to, like, you know, fish around the NFL, see if there was any interest from him around the NFL. And I think that it kind of got built up and maybe into something that it was not, that he was kind of being floated in trade rumors and things like that. And ultimately, from the Falcons side, like, if a deal were to come across their table that was, you know, great value for them, I think that, you know, there is a chance they would pull the trigger. But I don't see any NFL team basically being able to come to Terry Fontenot and Raheem Morris and say, let me give you, you know, this, and we'll take Kyle Pitts from you in a year where you have to make the playoffs or you're probably going to get fired. Right. Like you got to come to the Falcons with some pretty significant, you know, gifts, basically. And replacing the production that Pitts is going to give you. Because for as much as people are frustrated with the, you know, his production not matching what it was his rookie year, he's still a valuable player, still can make plays down the field, which is going to be important.
Where do you see him in the pecking order? Because we were kind of in it out, because, you know, obviously Drake is your number one. Moody going to be a big part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously Bijan's going to get 60, 70 targets.
Right.
So you put him slotted somewhere like fourth?
I think he's kind of like right there with Bijan. I would imagine they kind of get very similar targets, but they're going to be in very different areas of the field. Right. You know, I think that when I think back to Kyle Pitts, like, he has made a lot of big plays for this team. He just hasn't made a lot of plays in general. Like, he just doesn't have the volume of catches, because he's, frankly, I don't think he's that profile of receiver. And I think that where both the Arthur Smith regime and Zach Robinson's offense sees him as being most effective is in those down the field areas. And again, that's why I think Michael Penix, when you're thinking about what he could be this year, you're thinking maybe we can get the best version of Kyle Pitts, because we've got a quarterback that can get him the ball where we want it.
Well, I mean, the biggest play of the year last year was Penix to Pitts, right?
No doubt.
That fourth down throw against Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. And which is what Randy's been saying, make him run for 3 years.
You know what I love from Pitts on that play was just the strength of the catch point, being able to catch the ball in traffic.
Because
Pitts can go up and make some really acrobatic, like, juggling catches, but he is, in my opinion, inconsistent at the catch point when there is some, you know, interference, when there's a defender nearby who's just making contact or something. He can get shaky in those situations, and he came down big.
It was the other one where Penix hit him in the chest and he fumbled it right into the arms.
There was that one too.
You know, giveth and taketh away. I don't know. We got like 90 seconds left. Atlanta United, hot takes?
Well, people were freaking out over the loss they had against Red Bulls after they won the two games. And I thought the freak out was a little unnecessary. Like,
oh, they were tired.
I mean, I thought
reasonable
takes. I thought they played okay. Like, they won the expected goals battle in that game. They just gave away crappy goals that they shouldn't have. Again, they continue to make these mistakes where they put themselves down a goal literally for no reason in like the third minute or something. It's going to be tough to come back from that. But ultimately, I have to just look at the overall quality of the play outside of these little moments, these one individual errors. And that's what, you know, gives me some confidence. You hope that players like Miguel Almiron aren't going to do that kind of thing. Having said that, it does continue to happen.
I didn't watch the game, obviously, but I read he was the best player for Paraguay last night.
That's what I heard the same thing. I didn't see it either.
Just read it.
I saw a similar.
He still has it.
I will say this, on Instagram, I was just seeing some pictures, and I got to say, he looks super happy when he's playing for Paraguay. He looks like in his family and everything.
Right.
He looks stressed out right now when he's playing for Atlanta United.
Do you think expectations?
I think so. Right. I think it's a combination of the expectations. I think what if he expects from himself, honestly, coming back to where he was so successful.
Right. How many
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the story, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Podcast you have now?
Just two. And some radio stuff.
And give us it one more time.
Yeah, Joe Patrick on football.
Okay.
Wherever you get the podcast. Or in the Odyssey app.
You're not mincing words on that one.
Pass is legal.
There's nothing cute about
pass
that.
Pass is legal.
Joe Patrick on football.
On football.
I wonder what that podcast is about.
He knows ball.
No, yeah, he's a ball knower. That's why we have him on. We'll come back and get to an NFL no huddle, including a conspiracy theory that I have regarding Aaron Rodgers signing his contract yesterday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the story, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.